Blog Talk Radio.
The world is full of people who talk the talk.
12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 8, start, 2, 1, boost ignition, and liftoff of the Space Shuttle Discovery, returning to the space station, taking the lane.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to All You Need to Know Radio. I am your host, John Hollywood, with your co-host, Copperhead. And tonight on All You Need to Know Radio, we predict Donald J. Trump will be the fourth president that will actually be impeached by the U.S. House of Representatives. We're going to discuss it in great detail with the two guys that are on our Best in Justice team. And they are going to explain to you what the actual impeachment process is going to be. Also, don't forget, we're going to have our entertainment watch. Don't forget, we're going to also do our song pick of the week. Are you ready? This is All You Need to Know Radio, and it starts right now. Welcome to All You Need to Know Radio. That is the amazing Queen of Pop herself. And, of course, that would be the Madonna. She's on tour right now with her Madam X, selling out theaters. She's gone a different way in this on this tour. And she's doing, like, four or five nights at a movie theater arena or something. We'll go into that a little bit more. Hi, I am all. This is All You Need to Know Radio. We want to welcome everyone in America and around the world, and we are so proud and excited that everybody listens to us, even people out of the country. We are live on Instagram right now. If you want to go to Instagram.com and go look for All You Need to Know Radio and wave at us. I'm sending you guys lots of love. So let's do some bookkeeping. Excuse me. Hi, this is John Hollywood. And tonight our show is brought to you by American Negotiators. American Negotiators, ending America's debt one debt at a time. Call 972-764-3120. Also, please follow us on all social media. Because of you guys, we reach about 500,000 people. If not 500,000, maybe very, very close, but we're getting there. 281,000 on Instagram alone, so heart you guys right there. And also, we have a brand new Tumblr page that's blowing up. So go follow us on all of those and be a part of the show. And now, the one and the only, which I am very excited to call him my partner in crime. It's a Copperhead. Say hello to everybody, Copperhead. Cannot hear you, sir. No, you're not there. Hold on a second. One more time. Keep talking. No, can't hear you, so I'm going to have to turn your microphone off. Engineers, get with him. Get that fixed out for me. So, guys, let's talk about this. The View is a huge, it's hard when somebody's coming in and coming back. Sorry about that, guys. Not a normal thing, but The View is a huge show on Barbara Walters. And Barbara Walters, years ago, had a dream that she wanted five women and those five women to be able to give their opinions. And I thought it was an incredible idea. I have watched it from the very beginning. Once again, guys, we are live on Instagram if you'd like to go and see our show live. Copperhead is getting helped with our producers. But The View had their 5,000th show. And I don't know if you know much about show business and how the longevity of being able to have a show have 5,000 episodes. But our hats off are to The View. And I think that they probably deserve one of these two. That's going to be to Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg, you guys are about to hear some audio today because there was a little present on top today that, you know, they had the 5,000th show today. And on this show, they just happened to have our worthless ass president's son. Let's see if Copperhead's here. Copperhead, I can hear you right there. There you go. So we're talking about the situation with, and I'm echoing in the back. Got to fix that.
Is that from my end?
The thing is that The View is the 5,000th show. And let's just go and let's listen to a little bit of what happened. Let's listen to a little bit of what happened, okay? Here we go.
They're up for re-election again. 93% negative coverage in the mainstream media about President Trump. They don't want to talk about the successes. I know the president. I know
the
their
White
family
House.
For 14 years.
You guys are at the top.
Years.
You guys,
I know them like Trump and you and your family.
Now, what you can't do is you can't change the past. Obama became president, and the first thing that was said to him from the other side is, we're going to make sure you're a one-term president. We're not going to do anything to help. Well, I'm sorry, wait. I just want to say, who said it? I believe Mitch McConnell said it. And that you can look up.
After inauguration.
Part of being president is having a pair that can take whatever heat comes towards you.
My father's got a pair. No sitting president has taken the heat that Donald
is
Trump
bull-
has.
Called Mexicans rapists.
Some coming across the border, and that's a fact. Look at what's going on at the border.
Let her finish.
Called Mexicans. Some Mexicans rapists. He attacked the handicapped. Mm-hmm. He bragged
that's
about it. We heard the access. Hold on. We heard the access tape where he bragged about grabbing women by their genitalia. She's talking about, that's what Megan is talking about. She's talking about lowering the discourse to his level, which is horrible for this country. Even if people are working, we don't want to have a country like that. Do you understand that?
We've all done
like
things.
They don't like the vessel or the semantics of this speech, but nevertheless, look at the results.
We've all done things that we regret. I mean, if we're talking about bringing a discourse down, Joy, you've worn blackface. Whoopi,
you said that
Roman Polanski, it wasn't rape when he raped a child. So let's talk about this.
So you want to bring this up? The question came up.
I did not go in blackface, please.
No, she was not in blackface.
Thank you.
Sorry. Listen, being black, I recognize blackface. This I can say. Okay. I know what
black community backs me up on that.
So now that you've Now that you've broken this piece of ice, because I guess this is the fight you want.
It's not the fight I want. But if we're talking about character, if we're talking about these
things. Are you questioning my character?
I'm not questioning your character. I'm talking about you're questioning my father's character.
I didn't question anybody. I simply said that when you're talking about that your father's taking more heat than anybody else, that it's not so. Instead,
as a president,
and when, yes, as a president, yes.
Ridiculous.
He's getting press
every day. I think the president.
Mark V took a lot more heat than your father has taken at his hand.
Wait, everybody, hold on, President Trump. We'll be right back.
And Whoopi Goldberg has spoken, and hopefully we have Copperhead.
I'm here.
All right. Yes. So, Copperhead.
Yes, sir.
5,000th episode of The View. 5,000. How amazing is that? I think that we have 390 shows.
And that's from several years and different platforms that you've worked with, too. The fact that
Absolutely.
They've been on the same network and the same idea and the same concept for years now and through different evolutions. Those five ladies have switched seats so many times as far as – I remember Lisa
Joy
Wing being on there. No,
Joy
Behar on there and
is from the original
too.
One. Well, she's gone on and off. She's gone on and off, but I still would say that she's part of the original cast.
She is. And it doesn't matter who the original cast is. The idea of the show has proceeded way past whatever Barbara Walters conceptualized. And let's say this, too, just as a white privileged male, the fact that five women have come up and had an opportunity to voice their opinions and be heard and create a platform that not only is it crossed ethnicities and gender lines, it's crossed the fact that now they've gone from an entertainment show to a very strong platform that anyone who's running for president or any other office for that matter needs to have a representation on that show that's a positive influence to their candidacy or to their platform. Because without that sort of support, the daytime TV, which is a lot of people who watch the daytime TV or at least recorded of the daytime TV, without that support, they're not going to be elected or presented in a way that's going to be favorable to the American people.
You're exactly right. They are one of, in fact, I think they were named the best television show to go on if you want to win public office.
If I agree.
If you want to lose public office, then don't go on the show.
Piss off Whoopi Goldberg.
I mean, you don't mess with Whoopi Goldberg.
She's fantastic. The fact that she's so direct and the fact that she lays out the facts to any opinion that she has is insane. And the fact that she can hold herself accountable and hold her show accountable to that standard is impeccably undeniable.
Absolutely. And the thing is that the way she controls the show, it's amazing.
And who would have thought of that when she was on Star Trek back in the day or some of the sitcom or the slapstick kind of comedies that she was in the Sister Act 2 and the films, look who's can't even think, Made in America, all the films that she's been known for. She's always been a stand-up comedian, always kind of been that humorous kind of slapstick character. But we've said it before, and I'll say it again, comedy sometimes tells the best truth in the reality of the world.
Did I lose you? No. Can you hear me? I wanted you. I said, repeat what you just said.
What I just said is comedy sometimes is the strongest voice that we have for reality. People joke about things every once in a while, but you'll be surprised how honest people are when they're just, quote, joking. And you'll see the president use that as an excuse for some of the things that he says, but you'll find out that comedy is a literal truth. You see some of the best stand-ups in the world or the best comedians in the world get on top of roastings and that sort of stuff, and they're telling the truth as is. And it may be with a smile or kind of a side glare or whatever, but it's the most honest, sincere things that some people can now honestly say. And when you compare that to what's the lies and the repetition that we hear from the White House or from other spin networks, whether it be the television or from your friends, reality is that the comedy sometimes tells a better truth than what you see people quoting facts about. Test again.
God bless.
Test one.
There
you
are. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. We're live on Instagram, and just so everybody knows, I'm kind of using a different technique that I've never used before, so that you're hearing me, obviously, but I want you to hear my co-host, and I definitely want you to hear our Best in Justice team, which they're late, by the way.
I love those guys.
Where's a good attorney when you need him? They're always late.
I'm sure
they'll be calling in. Hey, do me a favor. Text Hunter's calling. Let's just put him on the air.
How about that? Where you been, boy?
Hi, Hunter. You're live on the air with us right now.
Okay.
Are you going to call into the show?
Uh-oh.
Now, you called my cell phone, so that's okay, but we're live on Instagram.
Hang back up and call
the right number. You know what I mean?
If you have inside information about whether we do this, our friends and family call into the show through our network so you guys can hear them better.
Exactly. Well, no, actually, you're the only one that calls in through the network because we're allowed to there we go again. I got to quit doing that because it really echoes bad and it sounds bad. But I want people to hear both sides, and we're going to figure that out. Hey, guys, real quick, if you're just joining us, this is All You Need to Know Radio, and I am your host, John Hollywood. We are live on Instagram at All You Need to Know Radio. That way you can kind of see what's behind the
scenes and all the mistakes that we make in between.
Absolutely. So we're going to take a quick break, just a quick one, though. And I see that Hunter with Warwidge & Nunn is joining us. And we're going to talk to him. He's our Best in Justice guy. And we're going to, go over really what an impeachment actually means, because I don't think a lot of people understand. But once again, we are live on Instagram right now. Thank you for all the love. Thank you for all the hearts. We are so humbled, guys. If you have any legal problems and you need help in personal injury, if you need help in real estate or business transactions, any type of litigation, these guys you need to call, 972-636-9592. That is 972-863-9592. So that music in the background is Britney Spears, the queen of pop. Everybody keeps saying she's not doing well. I direct you to her Instagram where she's dating a hot, hot man. On top of dating a hot man, she is also in the most incredible shape. So here she is. This is All You Need to Know Radio. I'm your host, John Hollywood. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. How's everybody doing out there tonight? Are you ready to end your debt forever? Are you tired of paying credit card payments every single month, and all you seem to be doing is getting the interest paid and not lowering your actual balance? And you've thought to yourself, why am I in this mess? Let me tell you something right now. It is a situation that is happening with millions of Americans and their families, and it's very sad the government has not stepped in to do anything. Guess what? We are ready to help you. There is a company that is a new sponsor out there called American Negotiators. And let me tell you, are you ready to get out of debt? They say if you've been told there's nothing you can do, listen very closely, because I'm about to tell you the truth and your family. Major credit card companies don't want you to know the truth. And the truth is, you can actually settle your debt for less than what you owe. And yes, they will not go out of business because they lose a little bit of money. And the other families are able to go on with their lives and feel confident that they actually paid their bills. Pick your phone up right now and call 972-764-3120. Let American Negotiators go to work for you today with years of experience. Let them show you a better way to end your debt permanently.
They've got over 30 years of proven experience with the president and CEO in the credit and debt industry, and they are ready to go to work for you right now. As an added treat, and because you heard it on All You Need to Know Radio, call 972-764-3120. That is 972-764-3120. And listen up, guys. Everybody that calls right now, for the next 5 minutes, you will get 50% off their amazing debt negotiation services. Go to your phones and call them right now. American Negotiators is the only name you need to know to get out of debt. American Negotiators, ending America's debt one debt at a time. 972-764-3120. Hey guys, it's your favorite radio show host, John Hollywood, with All You Need to Know Radio. Want to give you a number that you need to remember if you have any legal problems. The sponsor of our show, the Law Office of Warridge & Nunn, 972-863-9592. If you have any problems with personal injury, real estate or businesses, transaction, anything like that, you need to call these rock stars. They are rock stars in the courtroom, and they take no prisoners. 972-863-9592. That is Warridge & Nunn, 972-863-9592, or all social media at Warridge & Nunn. Warridge & Nunn, the only name you need to know. They're the best, period.
Welcome back to All You Need to Know Radio, the world's number one radio show. I mean, guys, I don't know if you realize this or not, but we're not only heard in America, we're heard in Brazil, we are heard in Iran, Switzerland. I mean,
I think we had somebody on Israel that was texting us just the other day.
Exactly, but let me finish my spiel, please. So, guys, what we're talking about right now is All You Need to Know Radio. I'm your host, John Hollywood. And we've got our amazing co-host, Copperhead. Say hello.
I'm right here.
Okay. Yeah, and I think, Hunter, you've joined us also, but I hear like a window down or something. So make sure we have a microphone. We'll try to weed that out. So it's been an interesting day. We've got Hunter Nunn with Warridge & Nunn on the phone with us, our best in justice guy. Hunter, let's talk about impeachment. It's going to happen, my friend. It's going to happen. I predict it. Do you agree?
I agree.
Okay. Tell me why you agree.
The House has the simple majority. The Democrats in the House have at least a simple majority. Sounds like they're going to have the votes. And, you know, from the evidence coming out and pretty key flip from Mr. Sondland, I think they'll impeach him.
Now, what do you think that means for the American people as far as our day-to-day lives, and how would that apply to my daily activities?
Well, it doesn't have any application yet necessarily, because the House has the sole ability to impeach him, to actually say we're going to impeach him, okay? But where the action actually has to happen to remove him from office is in the Senate. So the House makes the decision on impeachment. If they impeach him, then he has a trial in the Senate. If he's convicted in the Senate, then he'd be removed from office.
Sure, but how does that hit my bottom line? Like, as an American person, what's the purpose of having an impeachment or even the discussion of having an impeachment if it doesn't hit my bottom line or if it doesn't affect my day-to-day?
Well, because you have to go through the process. And when the framers of the Constitution, if you will, created the document, that was the way our founding fathers set up the law and set up the impeachment process, is that the House of Representatives has exclusive jurisdiction, the exclusive ability to decide whether to impeach and to make the actual impeachment. And then the trial happens in the Senate, where the Senate decides whether to convict him and ultimately remove him from office.
So hey, guys, hold on 1 second. We have some breaking news at All You Need to Know Radio. The whistleblower's lawyer has sent a letter to the White House concerned for his he is concerned for his client's safety. Let me read that letter that was sent to CNN. It says, I am writing out of deep concern that your client, the President of the United States, is engaging in rhetoric and activity that places my client, the intelligence community, whistleblower, and their family in physical danger. I am writing to respectfully request that you counsel your client on the legal and ethical peril in which he is placed placing himself in. Should anyone be physically harmed as a result of his own surrogate's behavior, it goes without saying that it appears that it would be said that the office of the president is the most powerful elected office in the up. The occupant of the office is offended. I'm sorry, is offered referred to, is often referred to as the leader of the free world, representing the principles and the ideas of liberty and freedom, as the leader of the free world, remaining global superpower. The words of the president carry great weight and have the ability to change the course of history. To that end, President John F. Kennedy used his voice to change our nation, to seek our heights and to go to the moon, and to strive and achieve things, not because they were easy, but because they were hard. Hunter, you're an attorney. It's what you do. You're an amazing attorney. Response that the President of the United States has to be sent a letter of that kind.
It's bad. It's bad. You'd never want to see that happen, but it's bad.
Hey, so the thing is that that's basically putting the president on notice that if something happens to his client, they're going to hold him accountable, correct?
And also,
sorry, go ahead.
Yes.
You also have to kind of wait for any sort of response he has.
Copperhead, 1 second. This is really important. So the president of the United States, I just want to make sure that everybody understands this. There is a sitting rule right now that a president of the United States cannot be indicted, investigated, or anything while he is in the office of the president. He's the acting president. Do you think that this kind of thing will eventually push someone over to the edge, Hunter, to actually do something?
It might. And the question I have that I can't seem to get a solid answer on, but that I have an opinion on, I would agree that the president, acting in his capacity of president, is absolutely immune from civil liability in the course of his duties while he's in office. So let me give you an example of what that means. Say President Trump decides to go on a drive, goes out, he's going to go visit a senator or a representative or something like that. So he goes out and he's going to drive.
Hey, Hunter, can you do me a favor? Can you step back from your phone or something? You're really coming in it's a really not a good signal. Can you hold your phone a different way or something, buddy? I'm so sorry. This is so
important.
Can you
hear me?
I can hear you so much better. It is so important that our listeners know this, because this is so we cannot allow ourselves to feel like this is a normal situation. It's just not. And
no, so let me give you an example. So the president, he is immune from civil liability, okay, in the course of his duties while he's in office, okay? That's absolute immunity. Let me give you an example of how that might work, okay? Say the president is going to theoretically drive himself to a political function, you know, that's legitimately designed to accomplish some political objective, okay? Let's say he goes out, he's driving there, and while he's driving there, he hits somebody and causes a car accident. Okay, the other driver gets hurt. Okay? The other driver can't sue him because he's going to be immune from civil liability. Now, what we get into is, okay, can he be criminally prosecuted as the president? Obviously, there are some differing positions on that. There are some who would say that President Trump could shoot someone in the street and be completely immune from criminal prosecution. I personally don't think that's accurate, okay?
I don't buy that at all. I mean, that would mean that he basically could kill somebody, and I just don't think that's what the Founding Fathers were thinking of.
I agree with you, John, and you almost have to take the kind of position or ideology there that essentially the king can do no wrong, okay? And civil liability, where you can get sued and somebody can get a judgment against you that says you have to pay them money, yes, that's one thing. You know, no dispute there that he has civil immunity. The criminal immunity to say that he can't be prosecuted for something he did in office, I don't agree with that, and I think we're at the point where we might make new law, frankly.
Well, and
somebody's
you also have to think that
to decide this.
Go ahead, Copperhead. Go ahead.
I was going to say that this is all with a time-sensitive issue. Even if he isn't I mean, just because he's the president right now doesn't mean that these suddenly just go away if he does something criminal. The fact is that at the end of his term, whenever that is, he can be prosecuted to the full extent of the law, both criminally and privately. He can be sued and owe all this money or obligations thereof for whatever he does wrong now. These aren't things that just magically poof disappear just because he's given a presidency and then he's never liable for. If they choose to, these people can come to him after his term is ended and prosecute him then.
Yeah.
But let's be realistic. How likely do you think that is?
That people will hold him accountable to his crimes while after he's out of office?
Yes, that's why I'm asking Hunter, because, you know, a lot of people spit fire and scream and yell and threaten and do all this. But then when it all comes down to it, if Donald Trump would just agree to leave the office, I think everybody would just agree just to be done with him. Don't you, Hunter?
You know, that kind of be tempting, wouldn't it?
I strongly disagree with that, though. Depending on what his crimes are individually, I know that several people individually would not want things to magically disappear. For Hunter's example, saying that if he hits somebody while he's driving himself to an issue – nobody's going to just disappear and be like, well, since you left office, my car damages or personal injuries or those of those with me, you're not liable for those just because you gave up your presidency. He still needs to be held accountable to that. And the things that I'm assuming that he's done that I've seen reported and with facts that have been given to me, I would never allow him just to be excused for some of the stuff that him or his family has been in a position of doing and have carried out just because he gave up his presidency.
I don't think a president can actually drive under the Constitution, can he?
That was just an example.
No, but I'm being serious. I'm asking Hunter. I know he can't have a wallet. He can't have cash. I mean, They take all his personal belongings.
He's not allowed to do that he's been doing.
Well, let's also keep in mind, John, that when the Constitution was drafted, we didn't have cars and trucks and,
And we didn't have Donald
Trump.
As far
as I'm aware, there's nothing in the Constitution that says you can't drive.
Okay.
I think you're really splitting
just
hairs
everybody,
on that
everybody, so everybody knows out there, Hunter is not feeling very well, so let's wish Hunter that he gets to feeling better. And he's so dedicated getting the truth out there that, you know, we just want to say thank you, Hunter.
Well, you're welcome. Now, these are difficult but also exciting times that we're experiencing right now.
Exciting because it's allowing us to see if our rule of law is going to withstand the devil himself. Or exciting because his reign.
Now you're starting to bring
over.
Religion into politics. That's not just a bag in a bag, is it?
Well, the reason I say exciting is because I feel like some attitudes are starting to change, and I think you see an example of that with the Sondland flip in his testimony. And, you know, I saw that the Kentucky
I was going to say, look at the elections the other night. My gosh. I mean, and that was all a rebuke of Donald Trump because he had just gone there. He spent $200,000 to get on that dumb plane of his, which is a dumb plane while he's on it. To go and do a rally and basically just lie to those people. And they paid people to wear T-shirts that said, read the transcript. Guess what, Mr. President? We read the transcript. That's why you're being impeached.
I think what's also to Hunter's point is that when he's talking about people's opinions changing, we're seeing a lot more people who are very cut and dry. They're no longer on the fence about a lot of issues. They're no longer wary of certain points. They want cut and dry facts, and when they see those cut and dry facts, they make their opinions. And now, according to some of these elections, they've made themselves heard.
That's right. You know, and I think it was a big deal what happened in Kentucky. And you know, you look at that, and I think you can start to say we're seeing some tangible results here.
Especially when you add that to the midterm elections and seeing how the House and the Senate both were able to gain seats in the Democratic and Republican spectrum. How that added to this Kentucky election shows kind of, or hopefully shows the direction that the country is headed back towards.
Well, no, it also shows the desperation of the Republican Party, because I don't think at this point the other guys actually conceded. However, he lost big time. And I just don't – How desperate do you look to your family and friends that you don't want
to
admit
or to your party
that you lost an election? Well, no, they're following their leader, though.
And that may be, it seems to more or less reflect the general tenor of the Republican Party right now. You know, when these elected officials who are Republicans just seem to want to follow the president in anything. And
why does the example of the lemurs come to mind?
Okay, Hunter, serious question. He's going to be impeached. I have been doing research, believe it or not. You know how I love the law. It's so funny when I talk to attorneys, and I'm talking to one today, and I'll tell you about that later. They always ask me, are you a lawyer? Just because I love to read about the law and I love challenges. And I found out that the chief of the Supreme Court, John Roberts, actually presides over the trial in the Senate. Can you explain to our
listeners,
about
for
if
the
you
impeachment.
Have time, for the impeachment? Because he's going to be impeached. Anybody on this call, raise your hand if you think, yeah, no, he's going to be impeached. I mean, when you say, I'm ready to buy missiles, and Donald Trump says, okay, but I'd like you to do me a favor, though. I mean, what else do you have to hear? So my question is, John Roberts is going to oversee the trial for the impeachment. Can you shed any light or anything else how that actually will work? Like, do people get to question people? I mean, you know, I know Donald's the U.S. House presents their case. Now Donald Trump's people get to rebut the case. It's just like a regular a trial, right? Or is it not?
Yes, it is. So the best example I would liken this to at the current stage is, you may be familiar with the term grand jury.
Yes.
Grand juries are what are used in taxes to determine whether to proceed forward on a felony criminal trial, okay? And grand juries are typically closed proceedings. It's pretty uncommon that a criminally accused defendant would actually attend a grand jury proceeding on their own case and be there to cross-examine witnesses and offer their own evidence and things like that. What I would liken the House proceeding to would be a grand jury proceeding, where it's not about, you know, the president's time to shine and put on whatever evidence he wants to or question witnesses or for his lawyer to do it more appropriately. But the House, they can allow his counsel to participate in it, but they're not under any obligation to do that. So I would liken what the House is doing to a grand jury proceeding in that regard, that no, there is no rule or entitlement or right for the president or his lawyers to be there to examine witnesses and ask them questions or to present their case. Now, in the Senate, that's going to be different, okay? Even when there's an impeachment trial in the Senate, that's when he does get to attend, his lawyers get to attend, his lawyers get to cross-examine all these witnesses, he gets to put on his evidence, assuming that he will have admissible evidence, but that's when he has his chance to present his case for why he shouldn't be impeached.
Now, for just the sake of listeners, we're not talking about some sort of criminal trial here either. We're not talking about if he fails to exonerate himself or to find himself innocent or prove himself innocent in the House or the Senate, he's not being sent to jail. We're talking strictly about a political spectrum here. We're talking strictly about his obligations to the office, not about some sort of fine or criminal containment or anything like that. That would be some sort of result of this.
That is correct. Yes, it is a political proceeding. The Constitution makes that clear, with the caveat that the Constitution actually does say that if a president is impeached and removed from office, that doesn't affect in any way the potential bringing of criminal charges later.
Right. It doesn't exonerate him from it. The other thing that we've had a conversation about is the bar that is set by perspective, if you will. The fact is if he's found criminally liable by anyone in the House or Senate, don't they still have to kind of create a follow-through or something the American people can follow? Because that bar is set to the point where the American people will vote Congress or Senate out of House because they don't agree with what they find themselves. Is that something that you're seeing, that bar is rode by the American perspective versus the criminal responsibilities that the president has?
Not necessarily. I think if he's impeached in the House, procedurally, something will have to be set up in the Senate where they will set a date for the impeachment trial. My guess is that will be set before midterm or other elections that may potentially vote a Republican majority out of the Senate. And from what I can tell, the Senate that is in session now is pretty much going to have the ability to set it up as they want to. So the bottom line on it, I think, to answer your question is, he's going to have a trial in the Senate. If he's impeached in the House, he's going to have the trial in the Senate. They're going to set it up before a Republican majority potentially gets voted out. And whatever happens in that trial, that's going to be what happens.
All right, Hunter. Well, we want to tell you thank you so much for joining us tonight. And I know that you weren't feeling that great, so it was even a little bit harder for you to join us. I do want to tell you, I don't know if Almost has told you, but we actually have some really, really exciting news that we're possibly about to be on a local radio show right here. And I'll leave it at that, and then we'll tell you a little bit more about it, too. But thank you so much for everything you do, your insight on everything. And last thing, and then this is your closing argument. Will, do you think with everything that you've heard, I've heard from people that I know in D.C., because believe it or not, I do have some people that are behind the scenes, that they do not want to be talked about. By the way, they're not whistleblowers, and I would never, ever expose somebody that was a whistleblower, a new low for Donald Trump's son today. However, do you think that there is a possibility, and do it on a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being yes, that he could be removed from office by the Senate?
Yes, I do think there's a possibility.
I'm hearing 21 people already are like us. If it were a silent auction where you could vote anonymously, I've heard that 21 senators, all GOP, would vote to remove him. So you agree?
That may happen. That may happen, and what I'm starting to wonder and get pretty curious about is, are some attitudes starting to change inside the Republican Party? You know, and I think the question is going to be in the Senate, are they going to have the votes? And in the Senate, as I understand it, a simple majority is not going to cut it. You know, a 51-49 split in the Senate is not going to convict him in the impeachment trial. He's going to have 2/3. And the question is, I think, if the House impeaches him, are they going to have the votes of the Senate? And
that's what really matters.
I'm telling you right now, I have no doubt the House is going to impeach him, period. There's not one. I've been very, very careful not to say something that it's a big deal to impeach a president. But this guy deserves it more than any other person in the face of this earth. I mean, he is exactly what the Founding Fathers wrote this about. And they didn't even really go far enough. Sorry.
Soapbox, anyone?
Hunter, thank you so much. Get well. And, guys, that music means that we need to take a break. A big shout-out to Warwards and None. Not sure what happened Almost tonight, but I'll give him a hard time about that tomorrow. Hunter, thank you so much for joining us once again.
Absolutely.
We greatly appreciate it. 972-86395. Absolutely. Every time, my friend, every time, you're the best. Rock stars in the courtroom.
Amen.
We need to hear that. Say that again, Hunter.
God bless America.
Amen. Have a good night, my brother. This is All You Need to Know Radio. I'm John Hollywood, your host, and with Copperhead, say hello.
Hello, everybody.
Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
I found my dream car.
It turns out they want me to start next month.
She can stay with you to finish her senior year?
Of course she can.
Hey, wanna drive?
Really?
Do you think we can do this, Robin?
Things will be tight, but we can make this work.
That's great.
Okay.
Here we go. Now.
Wait, Grandpa, what about your dream car?
This is my dream now.
Principal. Sometimes it goes up on hot summer days, and sometimes it goes down when there's a lot of energy on the grid. But most of the time, it stays right around here. Now, all those other guys, you know, the ones that have been preying on you, your parents, and your neighbors for the past 20 years, they buy electricity at the wholesale price, mark it up, and then sell it to you at a fixed rate. And they don't just mark it up by a little, but by a lot. All the way up here a lot. These are savings that should be going into your pocket. Instead, they pay less while you continue to pay the same fixed rate up here all the time, until Gritty can. We use technology and industry expertise to build a platform that cuts out unnecessary costs and connects you directly to the wholesale price of electricity. There are no markups, no contracts, and no early termination fees. For a monthly membership subscription, you're only charged what it costs to produce and transport your energy. It really is that simple. Go to GoGritty.com to learn more.
Hey everybody, how's everybody doing out there tonight? Are you ready to end your debt forever? Are you tired of paying credit card payments every single month and all you seem to be doing is getting the interest paid and not lowering your actual balance? And you've thought to yourself, why am I in this mess? Let me tell you something right now. It is a situation that is happening with millions of Americans and their families, and it's very sad the government has not stepped in to do anything. Guess what? We are ready to help you. There is a company that is a new sponsor out there called American Negotiators. And let me tell you, are you ready to get out of debt? They say if you've been told there's nothing you can do, listen very closely because I'm about to tell you the truth and your family. Major credit card companies don't want you to know the truth. And the truth is you can actually settle your debt for less than what you owe. And yes, they will not go out of business because they lose a little bit of money and the other families are able to go on with their lives and feel confident that they actually paid their bills. Pick your phone up right now and call 972-764-3120. Let American Negotiators go to work for you today with years of experience. Let them show you a better way to end your debt permanently. They've got over 30 years of proven experience with the president and CEO in the credit and debt industry, and they are ready to go to work for you right now. As an added treat, and because you heard it on All You Need to Know Radio, call 972-764-3120. That is 972-764-3120. And listen up, guys. Everybody that calls right now, for the next 5 minutes, you will get 50% off their amazing debt negotiation services. Go to your phones and call them right now. American Negotiators is the only name you need to know to get out of debt. American Negotiators, ending America's debt one debt at a time. 972-764-3120.
And I'm just like, damn, it's 7 a.m. Say it in the street, that's a knockout. But just say it in a tweet, that's a cop out. And I'm just like, hey, are you okay? And I ain't trying to mess with your self-expression, but I've learned a lesson that's stressing and obsessing about somebody else's no fun.
I so love this artist, Taylor Swift. She's, I think, going to be getting the Artist of the Decade Award. And I can't remember how old she is, late 30s maybe. But Copperhead will be able to tell us here that in a few minutes. This is John Hollywood, your host, and welcome back to All You Need to Know Radio. We want to say thank you so much for joining us. We will take some phone calls tonight if you'd like to, and plus you can send us some tweets at 516-531-9990. That is 516-531-9990. Press 1 so the producer will know that you want to come on to the show. If you want to send us some tweets, we'll be glad to read those too. And go to Twitter at All Need to Know Radio. And Copperhead, are you there?
I'm right here.
All right. So we are probably going to go we usually do an hour show. We're probably going to do an hour and 20 minutes or something. Yeah, because, we really needed to talk about all of that stuff with Mr. Hunter, Mr. Nunn. And I felt so sorry for him. Do you hear how bad he was feeling? He's not.
You can tell because he's not quite as verbal. He's like, yes and no. Very factual today.
Where is Amos War Ranch? We are going to put a – we're going to put like on a on our website, have you seen this man?
Yeah, we seen you put it on the side of a milk carton or something.
Exactly. All right. So, you know, The View, we talked about this earlier, and then we went to the impeachment stuff. And that's where our best injustice people come in for the constitutional
aspects, if you will. Yeah,
absolutely. Because I don't know them. I will tell you, like I said earlier, that I thank Donald Trump for one thing. I really know how my government works now, which I didn't know before. Did you?
There's a lot of nuances that you wouldn't realize, especially when it comes to like having the president impeached by the Congress. Did you know that the judicial side of that is responsible for parts of it too? It's just fascinating to find out how integrated our three sides of our governments are and the nuances that it takes to get to that point.
So like very, very good point. So like, once again, guys, this is All You Need to Know Radio. I'm your host, John Hollywood, with my amazing co-host, Copperhead. Our show tonight is brought to you by American Negotiators, ending America's debt one debt at a time. Call 972-764-3120. And, if you call in the next 5 minutes, what I'm hearing is you're going to get 50% off their services. So you know about us. We don't let anybody be sponsors unless they take good care of people. So we had originally, when we started our show, The View, ABC's The View. If you haven't seen it, with Whoopi Goldberg, Abby Huntsman, Meghan McCain. Joy Behar. And Sunny Halston.
Sunny, yep.
Yeah, so we are going to play, because literally just an homage to The View, just
a lot of Americans in politics miss character, and a lot of people miss the soul of this country. You and your family have hurt a lot of people and put a lot of people through a lot of pain, including the Khan family, who is a Gold Star family that I think should be respected for the loss of their son. Does all of this make you feel good?
I don't think any of that makes me feel good, but I do think that we got into this because we wanted to do what's right for America. My father has been working tirelessly to bring back the American dream, who've watched politicians with no business experience send that American dream abroad to countries that hate our guts. He's brought jobs back. He's created unprecedented levels of unemployment numbers for African Americans, for Hispanic Americans.
Yes.
This is fact. You can argue with it, but this is fact.
No, it's
all
not fact.
For women, if you ask the question, let me finish it.
Yep.
For women, all-time high startup businesses. So I understand that he is controversial. I understand that he's offended a lot of people. But I also understand he took on the establishment, and that's the premier sin in American politics these days
But I do want to know the question. I understand.
By the way, I'm not happy that people interpret it that way. I don't think that's our intention.
Character in and again, I will let you speak. Character in politics, I believe, is important. It was how I was raised. It's the way I view the lens of America. And I understand what you're saying about policy, but when you're talking about attacking Gold Star families who have given the ultimate sacrifice more than any of in this room have given, and you put them through pain,
And I know he does a lot with Gold Star families, and he calls a lot of those Gold Star families, and he has a lot of care for those people.
Angel,
but when he's under constant attack by the same people, when he's under attack by the establishment, when he's under attack by this, the reality is he's a counterpuncher. And as a conservative, I would hope that you would appreciate that conservatives haven't been known for fighting back for a very long time. They've ceded ground to the liberals and the liberal elite for decades by not actually fighting back. So I understand we can keep going back to character. I think he has great character. I think my family has character. I understand that, and I'm sorry about that. They did have differences. I agree with that.
But I think
I'm sorry for the loss. I think you lost your aunt last night, so I do apologize for that as well.
Last night. Yes, I did.
McCain Morgan.
Thank you. For me, it would not have been worth it. This would not have been worth it. And I think people can go to the moment when my dad had stopped someone from saying Obama was a Muslim, and the pain, inflicting pain on so many people, wouldn't have been worth it to me or my family to the White House. So I just want to know, is it worth it?
Well, listen, I think it depends on the hat that I'm wearing. You know, for me as a citizen, as a father of kids in New York City, you know, it hasn't exactly been, you know, peaches and cream for us either. But you know what, it is worth it. When I do go around the country and I see people who are affected by these policies, who are getting to live their American dream again, who are seeing wage growth for the lowest levels go up, when I see it happening with those people and they tell me their stories, how they're so happy mm-hmm. that they voted for my father, that they're so happy that he actually had the guts to take on those people, to not just accept the status quo, to not just accept that.
I hope they have a show.
Yeah. So here's what I would say. I understand. I know your father for so many years.
My grandmother.
I considered him, yes, and your grandmother. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, no finer human being. I considered him my friend. I miss him. I understand your loss. Yesterday was the anniversary of my mother passing. I lost my father Thanksgiving night. He woke me up with a kiss and said, Princess, I know this is a hard day for you. It breaks my heart to hear anybody say anything about your father. I understand that. And I know how difficult it is. And I know how difficult it is for him. When everybody is attacking his family, they're out in front of our apartment, they want to put him in jail. I understand that, having lost both my parents to cancer. This is tough. I would like there to be more civility.
Can somebody just say they're sorry?
Can
somebody just say they're sorry?
And I honor your father's service.
So I, my final note, and then I don't have any more questions for you, is just, if you believe that, and Kimberly, we work together and I do know you, try and bring civility back then. You can do it. You have this. You're in the White House.
And you're right. And you know what, guys? It goes both ways.
You know, so much respect for Meghan McCain that she sat there with the poise. Hey, guys, our phone lines have kind of lit up a little bit. We're going to take a few calls. Your phone number ends with 6241. Hi, you're on live with All You Need to Know Radio. Who are we speaking with, please? Hello? Hello?
You scared him off.
Are you being, did we scare you off? Guys, our system's kind of down a little bit. We can only see the last four digits of your cell phone, which is 6241. This is your last chance this year on live with All You Need to Know Radio. You want to say hello to our
Domino's
fans?
Pizza. My name is Jason. Is this pickup for delivery?
Hey, Jason. Bill. This is John Hollywood from All You Need to Know Radio. Did you guys call us? Did you want to talk to us? Or are you going to deliver us a pizza?
So this is Domino's Pizza.
Have a great evening, sir. Copperhead, that's priceless. How did they do that?
I have no clue. Apparently,
you know what they did? They probably did a three-way call.
Awkward.
And let's just say, I hope it's not people at CA being immature children.
Whoa.
But whatever. You know. Anyway, so
maybe they just know I'm hungry, and they thought they were thinking of me.
Yeah, but Domino's Pizza, I'm sorry, Domino's Pizza sucks. I'll be honest and be honest.
That's it.
I love Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut, I could eat it all day. I don't want to because I can't get fat because my man would not like that. Although he'd wear it off on me. Anyway, so we're gonna listen to the final clip from The View. Once again, this is John Hollywood with All You Need to Know Radio. We want to thank ABC and The View for the clips of these incredible things that happened today on The View. And once again, don't mess with Miss Whoopi Goldberg. She'll tear you apart. This is the last one. And then we come back. We're going to talk about why is in our entertainment watch, why is Jane Fonda, a mega, mega movie star, been arrested 4 times in the last week? I'll tell you why.
A lot of Americans in politics miss character. And a lot of people miss the soul of this country. You and your family have hurt a lot of people and put a lot of people through a lot of pain, including the Khan family, who is a Gold Star family that I think should be respected for the loss of their son. Does all of this make you feel good?
I don't think any of that makes me feel good, but I do think that we got into this because we wanted to do what's right for America. My father has been working tirelessly to bring back the American dream, who've watched politicians with no business experience send that American dream abroad to countries that hate our guts. He's brought jobs back. He's created unprecedented levels of unemployment numbers for African Americans, for Hispanic Americans.
Yes.
You can argue with it, but this is fact.
No, it's not fact.
For women, if you ask a question, let me finish it.
Yep.
For women, all-time high startup businesses. So I understand that he is controversial. I understand that he's offended a lot of people. But I also understand he took on the establishment, and that's the premier sin in American politics these days
to do that. But I do want to know, the question, I understand.
By the way, I'm not happy that people interpret it that way. I don't think that's our intention.
Character in and again, I will let you speak. Character in politics, I believe, is important. It was how I was raised. It's the way I view the lens of America. And I understand what you're saying about policy, but when you're talking about attacking Gold Star families who have given the ultimate sacrifice more than any of in this room have given, and you put them through pain, does it make you feel
like
this
was worth
it?
And I know he does a lot with Gold Star families, and he calls a lot of those Gold Star families, and he has a lot of care for those people.
But
when he's under constant attack by the same people, when he's under attack by the establishment, when he's under attack by this, the reality is he's a counterpuncher. And as a conservative, I would hope that you would appreciate that conservatives haven't been known for...
Okay, so first of all, let me apologize to you guys because that is not the one that I wanted you to listen to. Let me let you... Our producers are doing it right now. And so listen to a little bit of Madonna, the Queen of Pop.
Dear God.
That is Break Free. So this is what we wanted you to hear, and here it goes.
They're up for re-election again. 93% negative coverage in the mainstream media about President Trump. They don't want to talk about the successes. I know the president.
But
I know
the
their family for 14
years. You guys are at the top.
Years.
You guys,
I can't like
up.
You and your family.
I'm sorry. Now, what you can't do is you can't change the past. Obama became president, and the first thing that was said to him from the other side is, we're going to make sure you're a one-term president. We're not going to do anything to help. Well, I'm sorry, wait. I just want to say, who said it? I believe Mitch McConnell said it. And that you can look up. I'm sorry.
19 minutes after inauguration.
Part of being president is having a pair that can take whatever heat comes towards you.
My father's got a pair. No sitting president has taken the heat that Donald Trump
has taken.
To her point, he also called Mexicans rapists.
He made plans, coming across the border, and that's a fact.
Look at what's going on at the border. Let her finish.
Well, some Mexicans rapists. He attacked the handicapped. Mm-hmm. He bragged
that's
about
also
it.
Not
he
true.
He listen. We heard the access. Hold on. We heard the access tape where he mm-hmm. bragged about grabbing women by their genitalia. She's talking about, that's what Megan is talking about. She's talking about lowering the discourse to his level, which is horrible for this country. Even if people are working, we don't want to have a country like that. Do you understand
that? We've all done things.
They don't like the vessel, the semantics, the tweets, but nevertheless, look at the
results. We've all done things that we regret. I mean, if we're talking about bringing the discourse down, Joy, you've worn blackface. Whoopi,
you said that Roman Polanski,
it wasn't rape when he raped a child. So let's talk about this.
So you want to bring this up? The question came up.
I did not go in blackface, please.
No, she was not in blackface.
Thank you.
Sorry, listen, being black, I recognize blackface. This I can say. Okay? I know what
that's in it. Back me up on
yeah.
that.
You've broken this piece of ice because I guess this is the fight you want.
It's not the fight
yeah,
I want.
Yeah, it is.
But if we're talking about character, if we're talking about these
things. Are you questioning my character?
I'm not questioning your character. I'm talking about you're questioning my father's character.
I'm
and
not,
I say,
I'm
we
sorry,
all have done
I didn't question
things.
Anybody. I simply mm-hmm. said that when you're talking about that your father's taking more heat than anybody else, that it's not so. Instead,
as a president?
And when, yes, as a president.
That's ridiculous.
He's getting pressed. He's a president.
Took a lot more heat than your father has taken at his hand.
Wait, everybody, hold up.
President Trump.
We'll be right back.
Everybody, welcome back to All You Need to Know Radio. That is the amazing
Lilo.
Lindsay Lohan, and it's her new single, Xanax. And yes, Lindsay Lohan is back. She was on The Masked Singer in the UK.
And I totally sympathize with her and her whole view on that song. I totally sympathize about society making it very complicated to be a part of it.
Well, and the whole thing is the song is about her old life. I mean, and when you hear her say, I can't be in this club, it's too crowded and I'm drunk, that was Lindsay Lohan. Hey, guys, we have another call. Real quick, let's take this. Caller, your phone number is going to be 1358. You're live with Credit Talk with All You Need to Know Radio. Who we got the pleasure of talking to you?
Thank you for calling Domino's Pizza. My name is Jason. It's over for pickup.
Hey, guys, we don't like Domino's Pizza. Y'all quit calling us.
Hello?
Somebody's having fun. Hey guys, what you need to realize is our monitor boards are monitored. We have your telephone number and we will find you. You're pranking our show, which is illegal, and we'll see you real soon. So anybody out there that wants to continue to play in games with us, we have your number, we have your documentation, and you're messing with the wrong people. Now let's move on to something else. Copperhead, we're going to do our entertainment watch. And
hang on, let's talk about those clips that you just played for us with Donald Trump Jr. on this.
Go ahead.
Both of those examples are examples of how he and his family have dealt with
white privilege.
Much any, not just the white privilege, the whole ignorance of everything. They spend a lot of time doing exactly what they want to do, and when anyone questions any of their policies, any of their actions, any of their responsibilities towards anything, they try to change the subject. when asked about whether or not he can elevate the quality of life that he has and that his family presents to the rest of the American people, the standard that they set, if they can elevate that into something that we're more used to instead of the sludge and the swamp that they've drug us into, his response was, well, everybody's done things that they should apologize for. You've done blackface and you've done this and you've done that. He doesn't say, I'm sorry for the things that we've done. He doesn't say, let's take it to the next level. He starts pointing the finger at somebody else and he accuses them of doing what they've done. Whether or not it's true is irrelevant. He's sitting there pointing the fingers instead of taking responsibilities and obligations on his own actions.
Well, and the hilarious thing is when Whoopi goes, are you questioning my credibility?
Integrity.
No, she said my credibility. And if you watch it on The View,
Whoopi is literally leaning over
the table to reach him. And I'm just telling you guys, I've known Whoopi. I don't know her personally, but I have known her persona. I have known what she has had to deal with in her being a black, one of
female.
The first black artists winning an Oscar for Ghost. And speaking of Ghost, let's see if this person we're about to bring on the air is going to be brave enough to actually talk to us. All right. Hi, guys. You're on with All You Need to Know Radio. Your phone number is with 7170. Do you want to talk to us? You got something to say? We're right in here listening to you. We do not want Domino's Pizza, though.
Anybody want to say anything? My name is Jason.
Which location is this Domino's Pizza?
This is in Glen Square.
Glen Square, where is that? Where is Glen Square? Is that Plano? Where is that?
You're calling Glen Square, Anchorage, Alaska.
Well, somebody keeps pranking. It's hilarious because you're talking to a radio show that's live in Dallas, Texas. I kid you not, sir. Our phone number is 516-531-9990. Hang up and call us back. You're going to get us. So
thank you.
That's okay. We actually have access in our we'll get our investigators into this. It's probably just
a bunch of immature children.
But we do love Domino's Pizza, so we wanted to thank you for your service, sir. Well, you want to say anything, Copperhead?
I think I'm good. I love the pizza.
He sounds like you might be eating some right now. Sir, have a great night.
Trying to whip down something.
How stupid is that? I mean, I think it's actually really, really funny that people don't have anything better to do than to prank our show.
I mean, everybody's got to have haters. Ours just apparently likes pizza, too.
Well, at least they like pizza. Hopefully they're not fat because they wouldn't get anywhere with me. It was funny the other night.
Wow.
It was funny because I was on Instagram and I was doing one of our live posts. And this girl kept saying, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. And excuse for all the kids out there, but this is we're like Sirius Radio. We can say whatever we want. And I told her, listen, your mother needs to wash your mouth out with soap. And she kept on. Finally I said, honey, I'm gay. You cannot fuck me. My boyfriend takes care of that for me just fine. So really, get a life. And she was like, oh, okay. I can't believe you just talked to me like that. I'm like, seriously. I mean, words do have consequences. Elections have consequences. By the way, get out and vote. Voting is happening right now around the country. Real quick, we haven't talked about this very much, but we had an amazing night the other night. Copperhead, do you remember what happened?
Kentucky and Tennessee?
Yeah.
We talked about it a little bit with Mr. Hunter, but definitely seeing the sway of American voters, add that once again to the midterm elections, you're starting to see a big sway when it comes to the Republicans, not just with their stance on stuff, but whether or not they have the integrity or the moral compass anymore that they used to have.
That's right. All right, guys, now we're moving on to this version, and it's called The Entertainment Watch. The Entertainment Watch, we tell you what celebrities are doing in their spare time, and whether they're doing a movie or whether they're getting arrested for their beliefs, or they're in a car wreck, or they're being charged with a DWI. If you want to know things about celebrities, for one thing, I know a lot of celebrities. I'd actually like to give a big shout out to Ty Herndon, country music superstar, brand new album out, got it covered right now. He's not feeling too great, so we want to send our love out to him. Right, Copperhead?
Definitely. I love the guy.
All right. So let's talk. In fact, you were going to sing with him when we were in Nashville, which I thought was kind of cool. We actually, you know what? I think I'm going to post. Ty actually had an event that was Love and Acceptance Tour, and he started it, I believe, 3 or 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago. We're going to be the kind of sponsor. I beg your pardon.
I said I'm getting
old. I never promised you a rose
garden.
Hey, everybody out there, you don't know this, but Copperhead can sing. Copperhead, you feel like giving our audience a little on?
What? You're gonna put me on the spot there.
I am definitely just what's one of your go-to songs? Or I can just play the video I have of you singing in the roundup.
That's just what we need.
So just a few lines. Guys, I kid you not, this man has
of
incredible
what?
Voice.
How about we do some show tunes? How about that?
No show tunes. I don't like that.
You don't like
that? No. Come on, you're making this hard on me. Not a show tune. Anything else but a show tune. Anything else. Do a Britney song. No.
A Britney song.
Sam Harris. Do Sam Smith.
Sam Smith, give me one of his songs off the top of your head.
Oh,
what are you thinking of?
I don't know. I was just trying to think of anybody besides Britney Spears or Madonna because I thought that might be kind of unfair.
I mean, the only thing I can think of it is off the top of my head is "How Do You Sleep," but like, I don't know all the lyrics from
that. Stay With Me? Have you ever heard of that one?
Yeah, but like once again, I don't have any of the lines memorized or anything. I mean, I can do
here.
Off the top of my head, what do I have memorized? Why is my mind going? See, now you put me on the point, and I have no clue what I'm doing today.
I know, and it's okay. I just want you to
put up a follow-up video to this or something so that we can actually prove what you're talking about.
Every
time my eyes beam, this feeling inside me is almost more than I can bear. Baby, when you touch me, you know how much you love me, and it just blows me away. And I can feel, I don't even know the lyrics, first time, every time. In your arms, I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you, it just keeps getting better. I don't know, off the top of my head. Now you're putting me on the spot. Where are you at?
I've been passed on that song. And it's so ironic that you picked that song because he passed on
that. Is this
kind
of person in the apartment? Oh, yeah, that Ty did?
Yeah, you sound
amazing. Maybe
that's
what made me think of it. Ha ha, good choice of words.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's move to our entertainment watch. Thank you, Copperhead, for that. We're going to have you do that with Hunter and Amos to blow their minds. So, guys, you're listening to an extended version of All You Need to Know Radio because we've had some people that wanted to call up and prank us, which we kind of had fun with, and it turned out to be a Domino's Pizza in Alaska. Wow. I guess we reached Alaska, people. Wow. So, Jane Fonda, her latest thing that she's done was Grace and Frankie, I think it was, and her and Lily Tomlin. I saw that, and I literally watched that for one entire weekend, the very first season. Did you do the same thing? Did you binge watch it? Because it was incredible. Why can't I hear you?
Anytime one of those streaming services, whether it be Hulu or Netflix or whatever, if I'm on a show, I will binge watch it the hell out of it. And Grace and Frankie are definitely one of those.
Hey, and let's give everybody out there some advice. If you have UVerse or you have Spectrum or anything like that, get rid of it. Because Copperhead today or yesterday showed us on Hulu where we can get everything that those other companies are, or those cable companies are offering. Not only do we get them better looking on our TV. We don't ever have any problem with them actually coming on our TV. And it's $70 a month.
Not to mention your aesthetics on your desktop of having all those cable boxes and everything are gone now.
Yes. Well, by the way, AT&T, we need to say goodbye to. So let's talk about Jane Fonda, the 81-year-old screen legend talks future climate protest buddies. Why Obama dropped the ball on climate, Jane Fonda says, and the origin of her already iconic arrest outfit as she makes her case to Hollywood to join in D.C., having celebrities there to meet her. Now, the guy that used to play Law and Order, which I love, love, love Law and Order, Sam Weatherston, I think his name is, but anyway, he plays a gay guy on
Waterston.
Grace and Frank. Waterston, that's it. He plays a gay guy on Grace and Frankie, but
plays Lily Tomlinson's husband, ex-husband.
Lily Thompson.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. So guys, y'all need to watch Grace and Frankie first.
Golly.
Y'all need to watch Grace and Frankie first of all. So he was arrested with her, and this makes four times that Jane Fonda has been arrested. So I am reading from the Hollywood Reporter, and this goes on to say, Jane Fonda pleads to Hollywood, get off your keisters and join me in Washington. That's the main message that the 81-year-old icon wants to relay as she speaks to the Hollywood Reporter from a train heading from New York. We have to get specific here. Jane Fonda has now relocated to D.C. for this fight, and she is going nowhere until Trump's out of office. Well, I think I can applaud her for that. You have any more information on her, or is it just me?
About Jane Fonda?
Yeah.
I think it's amazing this is her diversity. I was just kind of looking through her IMDb. She actually does voiceovers for a couple cartoons on Disney Channel. Did you know that?
I did not know that, but it's pretty amazing that things happen. You don't know who they are. Like people are OTEP fans out there. I bet a lot of OTEP fans did not know that OTEP was the dragon sounds in Lord of the Rings. She was all
not the dragon, but she was actually all the growls and the screams and the
I mean, and it she told us in confidence because she's a friend to the show. Out to OTEP, today's her birthday.
Happy birthday, OTEP.
All right. So first of all, how are you holding up? Now I'm reading the interview, and then we're going to move on to our song pick of the week, which Copperhead picked. And she said, I'm good, just on the train headed back to D.C., which we're not going to get that. Here's the bottom line. We're gonna move forward on this. Jane Fonda is doing exactly what every other American needs to do. And, you know, I am to the point with this situation with Donald Trump that I don't even care if there's an impeachment trial. What got Richard Nixon out of the White House is that thousands of people showed up in front of the White House with signs that said impeach him. And that's what we need to do. So now let's move to our song pick of the week. Go ahead, Copperhead.
This is kind of a crazy song because everybody knows the Beatles. Everybody knows how infamous and how changing they were for the American public, not to mention the world view. But we always kind of fall back on Paul or some of the more famous Beatles, if you will. This is a new song that was just released this week. It was by Ringo Starr, of all people. And he's actually climbed up on the charts. He's actually in the top 200 of our Billboard top 200. And this is his first single from that album. So go ahead.
Yeah.
I think we ran out of time.
I can still hear you.
You can still hear
me.
We got
about 14 minutes. We still got about 14 minutes.
Let's see if we play stuff, it's going to work. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
There's my girl. There's our girl. All right. Guys, that was Ringo Starr. Taylor Swift, man. She is just in a class by herself. She writes all her own music, and she's going to get the Decade of the Award. I can't even believe it. I can't think of anything that she has not done that I just have not fallen in love with. Can you, Copperhead?
Nope.
Okay, because I can barely hear you from that. I'm trying to find... Because everything somehow got rearranged. And I don't know if it's because we changed everything over. But guys, this is All You Need to Know Radio. I'm your host, John Hollywood. We did a little bit of an extended version. Our co-host is Copperhead. Copperhead, give your closing argument.
I don't really have an argument for tonight. Mine's basically just be patient with other people, but more importantly, be courteous of other people. There's a lot of hate going on in the world and a lot of disappointment that people take out on each other. Be the person you want the next person to be. So elevate your conversation, elevate yourself, elevate those around you by being the good person that you can be and helping others as you can.
Brilliant. It really is, because you don't always have to just think about yourself as your message, right? Be aware of the people. You know that more people are calling in right now.
And don't be afraid to go out of your way to help other people. That's the big thing. There's so much, like, these phone calls that we're getting tonight are just pranks. I know they are. Somebody's kind of meaning some harmless whatever, but why put the energy into that when you can go out and spend that exact same time ordering a pizza for somebody? By the way, you can send it to my house.
Exactly. And the other thing, guys, go vote. Elections have consequences. We are in the White House because of a bad election. And I want to challenge everybody to ask yourself, what have you done today to make yourself feel proud of the way you're living your life? This is John Hollywood. I am your host of All You Need to Know Radio. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media. And if you follow us in the next hour, we will follow every single person back. Say goodnight, Copperhead.
Good night, Copperhead.
Our show tonight was brought to you by American Negotiators, ending America's debt one debt at a time. 972-764-3120. Good night from Dallas, Texas. And remember, keep reaching for the stars, because that's where it all begins. Never let anyone tell you how to live or who you can love. Good night.
Still so many answers I don't know. Realize that two questions is how we grow. Two questions is to grow. So I step out of the ordinary. I can feel my soul ascending. I'm on my way. Can't stop me now. You can do the same, yeah. What have you done today to make you feel proud? It's never too late to try. What have you done?